This is Unqualified Parenting.
If you're looking for tips on parenting,
relationships,
self-care,
or just need someone to relate to,
you've come to the right place.
We may be unqualified,
but our info is anything but.
It's a show full of parenting failures,
parenting wins,
and some amazing guests.
I'm Jen, a full-time bio mom and part-time stepmom.
And I'm Cody, a dad who recently remarried and has full custody of his daughter.
And we're here to bring you our unique perspectives from our two very different blended families.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired as fuck. How are you?
I think we say that we're tired every episode.
I think we do. I think it's parenting.
You know, like Christ's prayer, you know, the like.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm tired is like the parent's prayer. It's short and sweet and to the point.
Everyone gets it.
You don't need details.
You feel it.
We all know it's different shit. It's just like, I'm tired. And I'm tired with you as well. Or, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. like may peace be with you.
Sleep be with
may
you.
May sleep be with you. May sleep be with you as well.
It's like the we're going to start prayer. That. We're going to make it. We should make a t-shirt. May
sleep be with you. I like it.
So we had another flood. Literally in the middle of our sewer line being replaced. They left and said, you can use your water for the night. And then we did. And it just came back out into our house. And now anytime my four-year-old walks around, if she steps in anything wet, she says, Mom, is this room going to flood? So she's got some PTSD going on. And she keeps asking if her playroom's going to flood. I said, no, honey, just the office.
You guys every keep time. Getting hit.
Yeah. This year is not our year.
Nope.
But it's replaced now.
That's good.
Yeah. It's
working.
Yeah. Had to shower at other places, you know.
Live homeless.
Yeah, I was like camping from my house.
Not fun.
But not in a cool way.
No, that's like, what was it, a couple years ago when we were without power for 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Ours was four days.
That was while we were buying a home. So we were in the stress of buying a home.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's been crazy.
It's never going to stop. It's never going to stop till you're dead.
I hope the floods at least stop because it's now like basically a new line. The roots can no longer get in, and that was the cause.
Water might be the scariest fucking thing on this planet.
It might be.
Because fire is even contained. You can contain fire.
And you could put it out.
You can't put out water.
No.
And you can't contain it. Like, everything that's used to build a home can soak up so much water.
Flooding is the most natural disaster in the United States. Most common.
The most natural?
The most common natural. It's the most. It's so extra.
Welcome to the most natural women. Big bushes outside. Yeah, water is terrifying. Our basement is still looks like our basement pulled its pants up.
My brother-in-law came and stretched the carpet and put new padding underneath because we had to cut it out from like right there, probably 8 feet from the door is what I'm gesturing at to you listeners, and all the way to the stairs and in the closet, and he cut it out, put in a new one.
Looks good.
Yeah. Cleaned it. Seems fine. We're going to keep it.
Cool.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Bury it.
What's new?
Nothing.
Cool.
Yep.
So for this episode, I'm going to do it on the do's and don'ts of step-parenting.
The dudes.
The 10.
The dudes
the top
and don'ts.
10.
Top 10 dudes.
Yep.
The number one dude.
What? Caused this is because I thought
what caused me to do this inspired
yes
because it sounds like I didn't have a choice. It was a court order.
Did I mention I was tired? Oh, I'm so stupid. Yeah, good luck drinking out of that. So I'm a smart ass and Cody asked for his water in a sippy cup with some goldfish, and I literally got exactly that. How was that? Did you get like a thimble full for all that hard work?
I don't know. It evaporated before I could swallow it. All right. So you were forced into doing this episode on the dudes of parenting.
That's right. I was wondering what's the most common search. So I found a few common questions and then I came across.
Common search for parenting or just parenting, overall?
Just overall step parenting. Step parenting.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure the most common search is like boobies.
No, that would be a fun topic though. But this is
the
most.
We could do a whole episode on boobies.
Step parenting questions searched throughout the web over time.
Why the fuck did I do this to myself? Is that number one?
Close. So there's like, are step parents legal guardians? When do you actually become a step parent? Does it get easier? But one of them that kind of pissed me off was what step parents should not do. And my brain immediately said, fuck you, do what I want. You don't tell me.
Step
what
one,
to do.
Don't get mad when people tell you what to do.
Yeah. So I searched that because I was curious. And I found an article, and it actually had some, you know, good what step-parents should never do quotation in my mind. I'll share this in the show notes, but I've kind
of... Never slap a baby.
That's a good one. I've kind of compiled their list of things that step-parents should never do and also their most common step-parenting problems into what I think are the most 10... relevant do's and don'ts.
And then I'm going to solve all the problems.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. So, are you ready?
I'm ready. What the hell
was
that?
That was a drum roll.
God damn, whoa, that's not a drum roll. That's a drum roll. I was like an Apache helicopter.
How do you do a drum roll? I win. Listeners, take a vote. Tell us about the better drum roll and email us at hello @unqualifiedparenting.com. Cody.
Just vote for me because she wants to be so right.
I do. So, number one, which is a good one, don't speak ill of the ex.
Ooh. See, I think there's some therapeutic
there's some gray area.
In being like that fucking bitch.
Well, yes to your spouse, but not to your stepkids.
That fucking bitch.
Your mom's such a cunt. No.
Good night, you fucking bitch.
That's bad.
So in front of the kids.
Yes. Now, I ran into a situation recently where... the schedule had not been figured out and I was literally alone with my stepchild in the car and her mom is like, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to take her because I said blah, blah, blah. And she had not said anything to my husband about the change, which he had texted. It was, there was no communication.
Why does she sound like Herbert the pervert?
I mean, have you...
Get back in
there's
here.
No way. Get that... in here. I don't know. It was just the first voice that came out of my mouth.
That's
so,
what he said.
My stepdaughter is panicking because she's trying to be the middle person in all this.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm sorry on behalf of your mom and your dad because this isn't... You're not in charge of this.
But on behalf you're, of me.
Fuck them.
Get fucked.
You're not in charge of any of this.
Right.
You have no control over it. You're 13 years old. You can't drive a car.
Nope.
You can't tell them whose day it is, whose night it is. Nothing to do with you. So I'm sorry that, you know, your mom's texting you. Again, to me, that's not speaking ill of her.
No.
It's just saying your mom and dad, I said both of them,
the
are not communicating.
Are. Your mom's crazy. Those are facts.
So, but I would never say what was in my head, which is why the fuck did she not text my husband? Like all of this could have been avoided. And now my stepdaughter's crying and I'm all worked up because why are you trying to put her in the middle of it? Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. So, yeah. So I told my husband, you know, you guys need to make sure that both of you know the custody goes between you guys, which I think her mom would rather go through her.
Yeah.
But that's not fair to the kid. And I know a lot of you don't want to deal with your exes. It sucks talking to your ex. Nobody wants to talk to their ex. They're an ex for a reason. Unless if you do, like, good on you. Gold star for you. But most people don't. But that doesn't mean you make your kid do it.
No.
They can't deal with that stress. That's adult stuff. And yeah. As they get older, they could start using it against you. Oh, I'm going to be at dad's this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at mom's this weekend. Actually, I'm going to be at my boyfriend's house smoking pot.
Boom.
Exactly.
Pot wins every time.
Number two, leave disciplining to the parents.
Don't slap the baby.
No. And this might be a little different if you're in a full-time role because you are the custodial parent at that point. But if you're new, I still would not discipline your stepkids.
Yep.
Until you're more established.
Baby steps?
Yes, exactly.
Treat your role more as babysitter than step-parent at first.
Yeah,
Anything a babysitter wouldn't do.
Exactly.
Yep.
Leave it to the parent. And if the parent is pushing you, well, just discipline them. Just say, I'm not comfortable with that yet. You guys have a bond so that if you were to discipline them, they're still going to love you. We don't have that bond yet. I'm brand new. I need to build that bond. I wasn't born. They weren't born and loving me.
If you tell your partner, hey, I need you to step in on some of this disciplinary stuff, and they like whip their belt off and they go, oh shit, yeah. they're not good for your kids.
It's a red flag.
Yeah, that was from experience.
Really?
Fuck yes. Ugh.
Who?
Childhood.
Oh, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Red flag city.
Yeah, that dude was like a factory of flags. He was a flag factory.
Just busting them out.
Right. Yep.
Hopefully that didn't last long.
No, I got shipped away.
Oh.
Yeah, because I called 911.
So good.
I got shipped off.
That makes sense. You sticking up for yourself means that you should not live at home anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Totally makes sense.
Next.
Number three. Don't act in the role of the, like, you're a replacement. You're not a replacement for the other parent. Nope. You're not their mom or dad.
You're an
upgrade.
And
that's okay.
You're an upgrade.
You're better than them.
You're what's left.
You're the chosen.
You are Neo.
So think of like getting a new dog. You wouldn't replace your old dog with a new dog. Hey, you love them both the same.
You son of a bitch. Stay outside. We got a new one. We don't love you. We got a new one.
Exactly. Still love them. Like, you still want the stepkid to love all of you.
I feel like we're sending very mixed signals about these. Yeah.
Go on.
What are they supposed to do?
Well, I'll get to the deuce.
Oh,
I'll
get to the deuce.
Did I double up on one?
No.
Oh shit, I did. There's only gonna be nine. What a fucking stupid number.
Looking for a new co-host.
Jeez,
you can send
what a fail.
Resumes to.
So number. Oh no, I didn't.
Oh,
I misread
geez,
my
folks.
Own notes.
Oh god.
Even though I had written it correctly, I skimmed. Tired. Number four.
The one time I hit the right button.
Good job. Leave the decisions to the parents, like clothing styles, what school they're going to go to.
Haircuts, tattoos.
Just sit back and relax. I know sometimes you want to step in and have some say. You can let your spouse know, like, hey, I'd rather they not have a pink mohawk, just so you're aware. But your spouse might say, you know, at least they stopped doing drugs. I'm going to pick my battles.
Yeah, third grade's rough.
Yeah.
Is your mouse a Volkswagen Bug?
It's a little car.
Oh.
And when you move it, when you click? Oh, when you move it, the brake lights come on. It's my daughter's mouse. Just borrowing it. Oh. She's four. Give her a break. The little hood.
Yeah, she
is
just
the
stopped
button.
Doing drugs.
Yeah, give her a break. Leave the decisions to me. Be patient. You're going to be kind of a third wheel, kind of a diminished component in the family in the beginning, and it fucking sucks. And you feel so unimportant, but it's temporary. It's you're just learning the rules. You're the new puppy now, and you have to learn like what people are going to yell at you about and what they're not.
Yeah, think of it as like if you've ever like sat in and audited a class in college. Like you're there to just soak up information, see what the situation's like, right? Who shows up, who doesn't. Like, is the professor on time or not? Do I really want to get into this? And then if yes, you can ease yourself in.
Yeah, exactly.
And if no, you can just go out for some cigarettes and never come back.
That's the best way to
break it. Which, if you think, if so many dads disappeared by going out to get cigarettes, how come so many kids grew up smoking? Wouldn't kids start thinking, oh my God, cigarettes make dads disappear?
That's a good point. To build on that, number six is to come in calm. Like try to be a safe space. And if you don't feel calm, that's okay. You can't control your emotions. Go to the gym, beat the shit out of something. Namaste. You know why? You're not the main parent. Guru's you don't have to be stuck with them.
Yes, I know there's shit on the walls. It's okay. We're all okay. Everything's it's organic. Okay. We're fine.
It's fine. And then number seven is to communicate your boundaries because you do have a say in this. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of you don't have a say and you're new and keep quiet, keep calm. But you are allowed to have boundaries right off the get-go.
Write your initials on everything you own and get tape and put a line down the room. This is a kid-free zone over here.
I did have my bedroom be a kid-free zone.
That's smart.
When I moved in with Steve.
Yeah.
And he initially did not like that. But it was one of my extremely few rules because I didn't know what I was getting into.
No.
But I needed a safe space. I needed a decompression zone. We lived in a condo at the time. Yeah. A two-bedroom condo.
Yeah.
So, but later, it was fine. And he was fine. And now our space, even though we have two kids, our bedroom's still a kid-free space because it's my space.
Well, what do they need in there?
Yeah, exactly. Get the fuck out of my room.
Like, Aubrey doesn't go in our room hardly ever.
Finley does in the mornings and goes through my jewelry. Can I borrow this? You're four. No, you cannot.
I mean a man. We met online.
Number eight. So, sometimes it is hard to stay calm and to not say things. So you can ask your partner, are you open to advice? And my partner, unfortunately, I think his curiosity sometimes overrides his judgment when I ask him this because he wants to know what are you going to say? When sometimes he should probably say, I'm really not because I'm so riled up right now and I'm so mad that I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. But after... like, if it's still relevant, yes, sure, let's talk later. But, like, if your partner's still mad and you ask, are you open to advice? And they say, what? Then maybe just say, never mind. But, yeah, the partner needs to understand. They can say no and you're not going to get all mad.
Okay. Biological parents disappear for a sec. I just want to talk to the, like, step parents, the, like, new people in the situation. You don't have to be any part of this. It's so hard. You want to get involved. The number one thing parents hate is being told how to parent. Mm-hmm. So if you are not the biological parent, an easy way to avoid a very angry fight is to not give parenting advice because you're not a parent.
Yeah. And you're new.
And you're new.
Yeah, wait until you've been in there. I remember someone said, oh, it takes 5 to 7 years for a blended family to feel like a family. And I said, fuck that. It's going to take me two because I'm going to do a podcast and I'm going to research everything. And I'm going to go to therapy. It still took about 5 years before I actually felt comfortable in my role. And there's still times where we have disagreements about it.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing we disagree about, really. So... yeah, just, and I know it's hard not to say stuff, so you could just go out with your girlfriends, just tell your husband, wow, there's a lot going on in here. I'm going to go out for a drink.
Some things not to do is to, like, sarcastically go, huh, parenting's pretty hard, huh?
And then see just
walk out of the room. That sucks, bye.
Sucks to be you.
I'm going to go catch a last minute movie. You've never done that, have you, parents?
That was ask if they're open to advice. Number 9, don't force unnecessary issues. So for me, the bedroom, I did have to kind of put my foot down and say, this is an important boundary for me. That might not be the same for everyone. People might love kids snuggling in their bed with them at night, and then in the morning, them waking up to find your kid
clearly
next to you.
Clearly, Jen doesn't.
I do not. Her voice.
No judgment from Jen.
No judgment. That's fine. If that's your jam, I don't understand, because I am the lightest sleeper ever. Like, if Finley even pushes my non-creaky door open, doesn't even creak, I am wide awake immediately.
What the fuck?
Ironically, for the first time in months, my daughter slept in our bed last night for a little bit at 2 a.m. And it's funny, because in the morning, my husband said, you can't just climb into bed with us. You need to ask. You need to say. And she said, I did ask. So he came and asked me. Finley says that she asked. And she's 4, so she's usually lying. But I said, you told her, just get in. Like, you scooted over for her and said, just get in the bed, because you were so tired. And he didn't remember any of it. He has zero recollection of any of it. So, yeah, he was very shocked to wake up and find her.
Now she's just going to go to your side.
I just take her back to her room. She knows better. Get out of here. Decide, like, do I want to force this issue? And if it's not that big, like, really ask yourself, is this that big of a deal? And don't be a pushover either. Some things will be a big deal, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's totally okay.
You're allowed to have boundaries.
Exactly.
And you're allowed to have things that are just yours.
Yeah. And if someone asks, why does this need to be a free kid space?
Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
That's how I feel.
I just need it to be that.
Feelings.
And you can just say, if it can't be that here, then I have to go where it can be that.
Or can the office be a free space? Yeah. Or where is my free space?
Or you have to be okay with me leaving randomly to go for a drive or to go walk the grocery store.
Exactly.
You just have to be okay with that.
I'm going to be at a coffee shop for 3 hours once a week.
I'll see you on Tuesday. Every Tuesday.
Exactly. And the last one is to have date nights, because this shit is hard and you're going through so much as a step parent. And I'm sorry, real parents, I know you're going through parenting with your kid and everything, but there is nothing as hard as step parenting.
And don't forget to like, all right, here's another tip for the step parent.
Bonus tip.
If you want to bond with your partner in a really, really quick way, allow them to make fun of their kid when their kid's not there. Don't think of it as a mean thing. Parents need to let off steam.
Yeah.
And so if you can get in a position where you both can laugh about the whole prospect of being a parent, the dumb fucking shit kids do, you will get more comfortable in the situation. They'll feel more comfortable with you as a partner, and the whole situation just de-escalates, because we're all heated in the moment, and then a week later we look back on the fucking fight we had with our kid and we're just like, why is it always the dumbest shit?
Yeah, it is.
It's always the dumbest shit. And no one, we didn't have to act like that. They didn't. And it's just, oh my God. Like, parenting sucks, but it's kind of funny that it sucks so bad.
Yeah, it's amazing how frustrated you could get.
And we fucking do it to ourselves. That's what's funny about it.
Yeah.
And these kids, they are genetic replicas of us, and we've talked about epigenetics, and you turn them into you, and then you're looking in a fucking mirror, and you don't know what to do, and that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because you did it to yourself, so just learn to laugh. Like, if you can't laugh, like, you're going to struggle.
Oh, but yeah, yeah.
Laugh, make fun of your kids when they're not there, like.
Yeah. See, step-parents, because I've been a step parent before, I was a bio parent, so I feel like I have a unique perspective. But I would see my husband get so frustrated at my stepdaughter for the dumbest shit, and I would think, why are you so fucking mad? Holy, like, I've never seen you get mad about anything ever, and I've been with you for and years. Like,
this is it. I'm sending her off. She's moving to Europe.
And then I had a kid. And so I totally understand, because you just can't get that frustrated with anything else.
Well, it's like, because something happens. They do something stupid, and you flash back to that one time when they were 4 months old, and you couldn't stay up, but you stayed up because they needed you to stay up, because they couldn't sleep unless you held them. And you go back to that, and you're like, I could have fucking slept. Just eat the hot dog. You know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're so invested.
Yeah.
It's like running a company with somebody, but you have no say and control over anything.
And they're abusive.
You can scream at them, stop giving shit away free, but
Yeah,
they just got the reins.
Quit throwing shit.
Yeah.
It's hard. So that's why date nights are important.
Yeah.
Because you need to remember why you're in this, who you're in it for.
And if your partner only talks about their kid, that's 100% normal.
Yes.
100% normal.
But you can also ask for no work, no kid talk on your dates. And if you find you don't have anything else to talk about, that's a red flag too. That means get a hobby, get some friends.
But it's okay to talk. Like, I can't tell you how many date nights we've gone on where we've just talked about Aubrey the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine.
Yep. Yep.
But
I feel like both is important. You need space to like talk about the kid, either to figure shit out or like, vent.
Like, I wish people would see parenting as like a chosen forced hobby. You know, everyone talks about their hobbies. It's something you do all the time and think about constantly. That's what parenting is.
Yeah. It affects your life.
It's not our job, but we're thinking about it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard not to talk about it.
It is really hard.
Hence the podcast.
Yep. So I'm going to run through these one more time.
All right. Number one, dude.
Number one, don't speak ill of the ex.
In front of the kids.
Yes. Good addition.
Uh-huh.
Number two is leave disciplining to the parents.
Unless asked specifically to intervene.
Yes, exactly. Don't act in a role of replacement. That was poorly worded, but you understood.
You get it. Because
you're smart. Only smart listeners here. Leave the decisions to the parents. Mm-hmm. Number four. Number five is do be patient. Number six, come in calm. Even if that means you have to go to a shooting range before you get home. Just come in calm.
That we could go dark. We're not going to go dark.
Communicate your boundaries. That was number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, ask if they are open to advice. And remind them, you can say no.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm a big girl. If you tell me no, I can handle it. Number nine, don't force unnecessary issues. And number 10, have date nights.
Mm-hmm.
Have date nights.
That's a good list.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Wrote it myself. Also stealing 90% of it from this website. Marriage.com.
The website.
And the article was common step parenting problems and how to deal with them.
Who owns marriage.com? Do they sell anything on there?
That's a great question.
It's probably like an ancestry.com subsidiary.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, there's quizzes.
Who's going to find it?
Does first? My child have narcissist personality disorder quiz?
No, but you
only
do.
Only like 2% of people, 6% of people are actual narcissists. Let's calm down a little bit. Everyone has narcissistic tendencies. We're getting lost in the weeds here. See what Cody did. So, do you have any fails or one-ups or true crimes or any of that
shit? Oh, I got the biggest one-up. You son of a bitch.
Okay.
All right. I've got a story.
Let's do it.
I've got a story to tell. Classic Aubrey Cody story. Settle in, listeners. So, it's a new school year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
We talked about school year's resolution, right?
Yep.
So, Aubrey came to me and asked for a later bedtime. Her bedtime right now is like 9:30. on school nights. Mm-hmm. So she asked for a later bedtime. And all summer, I've been saying, look, we need to see like a history of you like doing your chores without having to be reminded a bazillion times and like getting your homework in on time and going to bed. We need to see a history of this.
Yeah.
For you to have a later bedtime.
Be responsible, you get rewarded.
And every time I would say that, she would leave totally dejected. Right?
Do my chores on time
without
being asked.
So it's like a couple days after we had our discussion and I'm playing video games. And you know how like you'll get in a game where like you don't have to think, so your brain can just kind of do whatever the fuck it wants to while you're playing the game?
Yeah.
So that was going on.
Like fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like playing fishing. I like to play fishing.
Well, like Zelda had it and Stardew Valley had it. Red Dead Redemption 2 had the best fishing. Everything has the little, it's always fun. Oh.
I got thinking about it and I was like, all right, we need to be more conscious and aware of her ADD. And recognize it as a disability, as the ADA is recognized, right?
Did Zelda have fishing?
I don't know. Sure.
Now I'm questioning myself.
Sure it did. My memory. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sure it did at some point. So we've got to like recognize that she has this. Because I have it. And I struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I got thinking, all right, if I was her and I wanted like... If I told work, hey, I want a later start time, and they said, we need to see a history of you being on time,
mm-hmm.
I can't do 3 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I can't show up to work 3 days in a row on time because I lose track of time in the morning, every morning. And I was like, wow, I would never, if I had to do a month, I would never, ever, ever get it ever. It's just impossible.
Yeah.
I would sabotage myself in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, fuck. Well, that's not fair to her at all. Right?
No.
That's not fair in any way. So I got thinking about it. I was like, you know what? We're putting a big emphasis on making sure homework's in on time, taking care of our chores and stuff. And I was like, I bust my ass during the week to make it so I don't have to work on the weekends.
Yeah.
Right? And if I bust my ass during the week, I'm guilt-free on the weekends. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Why the hell can't she?
Yeah, if she's doing everything.
So I talked with Mikkel, pitched her the idea, and then spoke with Aubrey. And I said, look, this is the way it's going to work. Sunday through Thursday, your bedtime's 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
If by Friday at 9:30, all of your homework's turned in, no missing assignments, and all of your chores have been done and completed, the entire weekend is yours to do as you please.
Nice.
If you want to stay up for 40 hours, go for it.
Yeah.
It's yours. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah. Like, if you work hard during the week, you should get that reward.
Yeah.
And that doesn't, that gives her a hard deadline, Friday, 9:30.
Yeah, I was going to actually compliment you. The fact that you gave a time with the day, that's so smart.
So, like, you can totally look forward to it. We bought her a planner that she can take to school and use.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her the idea, and I was like, what do you think? And for the first time, she was smiling, and she's like, I love it.
Oh,
I love this idea.
That's awesome.
And I was like, cool. It starts this weekend.
Nice.
And she was like, okay. You want to know what she does the first MFing night that she can stay up as long? Like, there were rules. The rules were if she's staying up, she can't keep other people up.
Yeah.
She's got to limit her electronics.
Yeah.
You know, like, she can't be giving herself migraines. She has to be up at a decent hour on the next day. And she can't be crabby all day. Those are the rules.
Yeah.
Which I feel are very fair. So the first night, I'm out in the shop playing around. She comes out. Dad, I'm going to bed. What the hell? Aubrey, it's 9:15. Yeah, I just feel like going to bed. okay, good night.
That's good, though, that she's not pushing herself.
Saturday, she's in bed by 9:30.
Aw.
Okay.
That's good. She knows she needs to sleep, and she's getting it.
Or she didn't understand that it started when I said it starts now. I don't think she understood that I meant that, like, literally right now. So we start a new week. We go through the week. We get to the end. Hey, let's check your homework. Everything's turned in. Weekend's yours. Do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. She spent her extra time cleaning and organizing her room. She spent probably 10 hours over the weekend.
Jeez.
Because she wasn't restricted.
Yeah.
When people with ADD are unrestricted, we get productive.
That's awesome.
Which is why I've been kicking ass at my job, because I'm pretty unrestricted.
That's cool.
So, right? So she's cleaning her room, getting her room stuff all cleaned up. Awesome. This is great. We go through the next week. We get to the weekend. Is all your stuff in? Done? Yes. Okay, Aubrey. We're working on trust, honesty, and turning your stuff in. So I'm going to trust you, and I'm not going to double check.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you have your weekend. So Sunday before school, we check. And she's missing assignments.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow.
And I said, look, if we're going to start being dishonest now, all this ends. Just as quickly as I made the rule change in your favor, we can change it back.
Yeah.
You have to be honest with me. Because if you're honest with me, no doubt I don't have them all turned in. Let's sit down. Let's figure it out. Let's get them in so you can have your weekend. But the work has to be done.
Yeah.
That's the deal. That's the way it works. So in punishment, you're just not going to get that benefit on this upcoming weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Dad, that's fair. You had your benefit. You took the weekend. This weekend, it'll
just
normal bedtime. So I get a message last Friday
mm-hmm.
at 11 a.m. from Aubrey. Hey, Dad, my friend's having a birthday party, and we want to stay till like 11:30 p.m.
Then you shouldn't lie.
And I said, your bedtime's 9:30. Okay, but if I get all my work turned in and all my chores done, can I go till 11? And I said, yes, as long as all of your assignments are turned in and verified turned in online,
mm-hmm.
all of your chores are done, I'll let you go till 11 tonight, and tomorrow night's just normal bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. Right?
Yeah.
I can't be unreasonable. My whole thing this year is I'm chill, Dad. I don't raise my voice.
Is that this Friday?
This past Friday.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? I'm chill, Dad. I don't yell.
Good.
I don't raise my voice. I don't take things personally. It's nothing hurt. It's just a situation, right?
Yeah.
So I give her, like, these are the requirements you have to hit. If I'm doing you a favor,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to set these requirements. And she agreed to everyone. Yes. Okay. I can do that. Okay. Perfect. So she goes home. Mikkel's working from home. It's like 4 o'clock. Aubrey's been home over an hour. And Mikkel's like, texts me. She's like, she hasn't done anything. She's just been in her bathroom just playing around with makeup and stuff.
Mm.
She hasn't done any homework and she hasn't done any chores. And I said, it's okay. Don't say anything.
Yeah, it's her responsibility.
She knows.
Yep.
She knows.
Yep.
And so I hang up and then I look at her grades and see that she's like failing English.
Oh, geez.
Right. Like, and she's got this list of assignments. I'm like, there's no way she's going to get this done. I literally close the window and get a phone call from the school saying she was marked absent in a period.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a lie once.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to be chill.
Yeah.
To not be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because it feels like a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Right. So I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. I have to be this chill dad. Where it's just whatever the universe decides, that's what it decides, baby. Chill. All right. Right? So I get home and she's working on her homework. I'm like, What are you doing, bud? Oh, working on my homework. I'm almost done. I almost got everything turned in. Aubrey, I have to verify they're turned in. So there's two different websites. There's like a parent website where you can kind of see what's missing, and then Canvas, which all the schools use. Mm-hmm. And so all I had access to was the parent-facing one, which can be a little slow to update.
Yeah.
But that was the requirement. It has to show on this that it's in, because that means your teacher's seen it, given you a score, done the thing.
Yeah.
So I'm at home. And I'm like, how are we doing? Right? Because her party started at 6 and it's 5:30. So for her to be there on time, we got to leave in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And she's like, everything's turned in. And I pull up my website and I'm like, no, it's showing they're not. And she's like, no, I turned them in. I can show you. I was like, Aubrey, they're not. Mm-hmm. I'm looking here. They're not turned in. She starts raising her voice and getting real heated. And I was like, Aubrey, what have you been doing? Your mom said you weren't doing anything. And Aubrey starts yelling, what are you talking about? I was doing it. And I was like, why are you yelling? I was like, Aubrey, let me give you my point of view. So I walk her through everything, like getting called that she missed school and all this stuff. And I was like, and then I'm here. And I was like, Aubrey, the whole time we're trying to bend the rules in your favor.
Yeah, and you're shitting all over them.
So as she's like doing her chore, she's like panicking. Look, you don't need to panic. Just finish your chore. No one's going to be there at 6 p.m., mm-hmm. right? If you're there at 6:05, you're going to be just fine. Take a breath. You're okay. So as she's doing her chore, I say, give me your login and password for your Canvas, mm-hmm. and I will check your assignments. Because mm-hmm. if they're turned in and they're on there, I'm going to try to give you the benefit.
Yeah.
Pull it up, look at her classes, of course. There's two that she missed. And she's like, well, one I need my teacher's help with. And I was like, okay.
It's still not done on time.
I was like, did you have that teacher today? Yeah. Did you ask them for help? No. Okay.
Kid, like.
And I said, okay, what about this other assignment? She goes, well, I didn't have that class today. And I said, well, the assignment's a week late and you had it yesterday.
Oh my gosh, child.
And she's like, well, I forgot.
Help us help you.
She's like, well, I forgot to turn it in. And I felt really bad.
Yeah.
But I had to say, a deal's a deal.
Yeah.
You already lied before and lost your benefit. So mm-hmm. me trying to get this to work for you is just me trying to get this to work
nice.
For you. We set the rules. We set the thing. And I said, Aubrey, you still get a go. I'm just going to pick you up at 9.
Yeah.
Instead of 11.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. To her credit, no fight, no argument. She wasn't in a bad mood on the ride there.
That's good.
She was okay. So I told Mikhail, I was like, we can give her till like 9:30, 9:45, then go pick her up because she was good. But so this is kind of the first.
But like, what is it going to take for her to learn?
This. I think it took this because people with ADD need to hit a wall. Mm-hmm. We need to hit something where we can see the boundary and see where people are going to allow us to push it mm-hmm. because we're procrastinators. And once we know that boundary, it's stupid, but we can be productive because we know where that boundary is. So this is her boundary.
Yeah. Now she knows she's going to miss out
on stuff. She saw that I'm willing to fudge the line a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I'm willing to be flexible, but a deal's a deal.
Yeah.
So it'll be really interesting to see how this week goes.
Yeah. Good job sticking to your guns. Because it is hard disciplining kids because you want them to go and have fun and do the fun things. But at the same time, they're just going to not give a shit about what you said, you know, their requirements.
But I think she was kind of panicking because I think in her mind, I was going to tell her she couldn't go at all. Mm. Which, no, your bedtime's 9:30. You can go till your bedtime.
Yeah.
But so it'll be interesting to see
next week
how the next couple of weeks go.
Yeah.
But doing her homework, like we don't bug her to do her homework. She does it on her own, how she needs to. I bought her a planner and offered to help her set it up, but she hasn't asked.
Yeah.
So she's kind of on her own.
It sounds like she's getting most of it done compared to last year, which was like basically not a lot without being pestered.
Well, and I think she's realizing that, look, as long as it's turned in, you're going to get good grades.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so we'll see. We'll have an update next episode.
Cool.
See how it's working.
Yeah. Good job.
But first that couple weeks was really good.
Good.
And like we had a, I know this is probably not update for everybody, but we had a checkup on her depression and she took the test and she's doing a lot better.
Good.
Her symptoms are a lot less. She seems more like herself. She seems a lot more confident this year. And I told Mikkel, I was like, look, I am chill parent this year. I would rather have a happy, crazy dressed failure of a student than have a perfect daughter that hates herself.
Yeah.
So I am 100% invested in her as a person this year. We're going to figure out this ADD stuff and we're going to get you set up.
Cool. Sounds good.
It's been really nice being a chill parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been really nice.
Yeah. That's how I try to be.
Yeah. That's my update.
Good.
Yeah. Do you have any updates?
I do have a kind of a true crime, a little bit.
Bum, bum. Dun, 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 dun.
So I picked up my daughter from extended day. She's 4. And as we're walking to the car, she said, I have something to show you in my bag, which she says a lot. So I said, okay.
She's a dealer.
And how about you show me when we get home? And she said, well, Charlotte, I don't remember the girl's name at school. We'll say Charlotte. It's not Charlotte. Said that we could steal the pom-poms from extended day and that it was okay to steal them. And I said, so you're telling me you stole something? And she said, yeah. It's like,
okay.
Do we steal? And she said, well, she said it was okay and I really want them. And I said, okay. What if your friend Piper came to your house and she really wanted your Ariel doll and she just put it in her backpack because she really wanted it. So she just stole it. Would you like that? And she said, no. And I said, but stealing is bad. And she said, yeah, only bad guys steal. And I said, exactly.
So where'd you freaking steal?
Are you a bad guy? And she said, no. And I said, exactly. So thank you for telling me. Now we can return them. And she said, but I really want them. And I said, I understand that, but you can't steal what you want.
And then she went, Mom, the thug life stole me. The thug life picked me.
And yeah, I kind of reminded her again, like if I really wanted some of your shiny rocks and so I just took them, how would you feel? Not good. We don't steal. And she said, okay. And I said, who steals? And she said, bad guys. And I said, exactly. So we walked back to extended day and I was holding her and she held her hand out with this fistful of different size glittery pom-poms. And I said, she said that another girl in class said that it was okay to steal these. Are they allowed to take these home? And the teacher said, no. Thank you for bringing them back. And I said, Finley, you were so honest and you told me about that you stole something. So let's go get something. Maybe let's go buy you the pom-poms because I'm just glad that you told me. And it sounds like that girl kind of confused you because she said it was okay to steal these. And she's 4.
Yeah.
She's 4 fucking years old, you know, if someone says it's okay. So then I had another talk with her, like, what if someone showed up to your school and said, your mom told me to come get you. She can't come get you. So come get in the car. And Finley said, I'd be sad. And I said, would you get in the car? And she said, yeah.
Yeah, peace out, Mom. Yeah.
And I said, no, I would never send a stranger to get you from school. Like, you need to not trust just because someone says something's okay.
Doesn't mean
like,
it's true.
Think about it. You knew the stealing was bad. That's why you immediately told me. And she said, yeah.
Does this girl even exist?
She does. She's talked about her before. But...
She's like, it's the long con. She's like, I gotta invent a fall guy. Friend. So let's invent Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte's bad.
She spins a web of lies.
You're gonna like open Finley's closet and move the clothes, and it's just written, I am Charlotte, all over everything.
So yeah, I was proud of her because she knew something was wrong and told me immediately. So we went, she got these fruit leathers from a girl in class from Trader Joe's, which I never go to Trader Joe's. And that's what she wanted as her reward for being honest and returning the stolen goods. So we went to Trader Joe's and got strawberry mango fruit leathers, and she was very happy. So
I'm really interested to see, one, if Charlotte keeps suggesting bad things.
I know. I was thinking maybe you shouldn't be friends with her.
And two, oh, what was the other thing I was really interested to see? Oh, if Finley starts lying about someone telling her to do something bad so she gets a reward. Because, yeah, like, I have to, with her, you have to think, like, okay, how could someone twist this to their gain?
Oh, yeah, and totally. She would totally do that. Yeah. She's...
So that's what I'm excited
that's
to
a,
find
that's
out.
That's a good thing to be watching for.
Yeah. Well, it was a great episode.
That's right.
Go to Dawn. I'm tired. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you have an episode suggestion, you can send that to us at
hello@unqualifiedparenting.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe. Tell family and friends.
Follow us on Instagram @unqualifiedparenting.
At Instagram.com.
May sleep be with you.
Yes, and sleep be with you.
You survived another.
No, the sleep thing should be our new thing for this season. We should have a new ending each season. The Fortnite's done.
Okay, Fortnite season one. Season two is May the sleep be with you. And with you.
So
Unqualified Parenting is written, produced, edited, and hosted by Jennifer Jones and Cody Reese. With special thanks to our families and listeners for making each episode possible.